Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful PBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. And this is your host, Allison, and I'm delighted you decided to join us this evening. With so many excellent shows and such a diversity of topics being broadcast every day on PBS, I'm so glad that you decided to tune into my show this evening. So I'm really happy that you're here. And before I get started with my guest, I want to take a moment and thank Susan Duvall of Susan Duvall Seminars for hosting me this last Monday for a day of in-person readings. And I also want to thank all the lovely souls that I met and also the people that I had the honor of doing numerology readings for. So it really was a wonderful day, and I thank Susan for making that happen. And I also want to thank Audrey and Bob DeLaHunt of Trilight Hands in Oswego, New York, for hosting me for a workshop last week. And again, I met so many new wonderful people at the workshop, and I'm thankful to Audrey and Baum for the opportunity. And I just got to say that I love my work, and I love meeting people. And, you know, who knows, maybe I'll be coming into your neck of the woods one of these days. Okay, now on to my guest. My guest this evening was actually recommended to me by a dear friend, and I'm very happy to welcome Vonita Bear to the show. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Vonita is an angel communicator. For the past 15 years, Vonita, a native of Franklin County, Pennsylvania, woods, has been sharing with others her remarkable gift of seeing and working with the angels. She is a spiritual consultant through her company, Vonita's Angel Works, specializing in angel connections, performing them personally in gallery settings or by phone across the United States and the world. She also is a Reiki practitioner, an animal communicator. She facilitates angel consultations, angel circles, house blessings and cleansings, lectures and workshops. Her website is VonitaAngelWorks.com. And you can actually find the actual link to that if you go to the front page of PBS Radio, go to Monday Night Programming, Visible by Numbers, just hit that info tab, and it'll actually bring up more information about Vonita, as well as a link to her website. And I encourage you to go visit her website while you're listening to the show, because right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to welcome Vonita to the show. Hi, Vonita.
Hi, Allison.
And how are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm very happy that you decided to join us. I will tell everyone that this is Vonita's first live radio interview, so she wasn't so sure she wanted to do it, but I kind of conned her into doing it. And I'm very happy that she did, because I do like to share with people other spiritual workers, other light workers that are out there doing the work. And I think Vonita is a very special light worker. And so, Vonita, what I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, is could you just take a few minutes here and kind of explain to people? I mean, you've been doing this work for 15 years. So I want to know what happened prior to that. When did you start communicating, or when did you realize that you had an ability to communicate with angels and to connect to the spiritual realm?
Well, though I would say that I was raised in a very spiritual and religious home, and when I was a child, I did see an angel, but never in the way to hear back. But I was about 27 and 28 years old, and I had a daughter when I was 25, and when I had my daughter, I had complications from childbirth. I ended up back in the hospital very sick, and in the middle of a procedure to help. I had a bad infection, blood clots in my lung, and in the middle of all this coming into the recovery room, I had an experience of leaving my body and traveling with an angel to the light. And I must say that it was a wonderful experience and something I will never forget. And I didn't recognize that it was actually an angel. I was previewing my life and going through that experience until I got there. And I was given the choice and turned around to look back at my newly born daughter and came back to my body. It took about a year of recovery from that till I was well again. But further down the line, I was asked to talk about that experience at my church, and I did. And I was coming home from that in my then about five-year-old daughter. I had a son by that time, too. He was younger. Said to me, I was saying, I wished I could see those angels. I could see that angel. I could see the angels I saw when, you know, when I died, when I left my body. And my daughter said, all you have to do is ask, Mommy. She said, I've seen angels. All you have to do is ask. Well, you know, when you ask for something, you may get it.
Mm. That is a wonderful story. That's wonderful.
And
no, go ahead.
In the asking for that, I actually had the angel Gabriel come to me. And when I saw the angel, it was like, do I want to talk to you or not? Oh, no, I got what I wanted. What do I do now? And Gabriel actually told me about the work that I do now and that I would be doing that work.
Wow, that is extraordinary. That's extraordinary. Now, when you had your near-death experience, did you find that when you came back that it took you a very long time to come back to who you were prior to it happening? I mean, did it take a lot of work?
Well, on the physical level, it did.
Mm-hmm.
On the physical level, I was still very ill for quite a while. And though I would say that some people said that I never came back quite the way that I was.
Sure.
And that's elements of personality, elements of, it does change your perspective.
Sure.
I always appreciated life, and I, it made me, it made me aware of every day and finding the joy in each day.
Sure.
But.
Sure. That's extraordinary experience that you had. Now, when I look at your website, there's so many different services that you offer. And you actually, when you're doing a reading, are you seeing the angels? Are you, I mean, it, you know, because sometimes, it's, you know, I like to understand, how are you getting your information? Are you seeing them? Are you hearing them? Are you feeling them? All of the above? What goes on when you make a connection with a person? You're doing an angel connection. What do you feel? What do you see?
Well, for me, I always start out with a prayer, and
sure.
My prayer is connecting with my sources, and for me, I always call in Christ and Mary, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Michael. That's mostly who I work with, and as I say the prayer, then I keep my eyes closed when I'm bringing the angel forth, because I see the angel many bright colors, and see some human type, you know, may see their face, I may see their hands, but lots of colors. And also I channel the angel, which means as they speak, I bring their words straight through. So I'm bringing their words in their format, and I will stop periodically and, you know, re-explain to make sure that you understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
It's
so
like
you
a big screen TV play.
It's like a big screen TV.
That's it.
Oh, I understand completely. So, yeah. So, so you do angel connections where you bring messages from people's angels. You also sometimes, when you're doing those, messages from people that have crossed over also come through as well. Is that true?
Yes. The angels that I speak to are the angels that always have been angels. That's their position. But also, quite often I see a door. And I open the door, and those are people that have passed away. And their purpose for coming is because love goes beyond the grave, that relationship continues. They're stopping mm-hmm. to visit, to say how they're doing, to say if there's anything that's unresolved. Nobody, the angels or people that have passed, are telling you what to do. They're giving you, the angels are giving you choices.
Sure.
The people that are passed are just making that connection with you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And you also, I love this part, that you actually do connections with pets, and you kind of conduct a three-way conversation between, you know, the pet, the person, and yourself to maybe deal with behavior issues or health concerns regarding the pet. Of course, you know, I love my animals, so I think that that's a wonderful thing. I've actually had someone do that with my animals before, and I think that that's a wonderful thing. That must be a very enjoyable thing to do, I would think.
I do enjoy that. I used to do some traveling to training facilities and also have the pets come, but it works out much better to do it over the phone. If you have your dog in your room with you,
mm-hmm.
I can make that connection, and we have a three-way conversation, and I
Wonderful.
Call St. Francis to help. And I always find it interesting what animals like to talk about.
What do they like to talk about?
Well, you know, they're talking about other animals that are in their house. They're talking about their parents.
Oh, really?
They'll talk about how someone may be snoring when they sleep, or even idea that someone has maybe sleep apnea. They say, I'm worried about this person because I know that they, you know, they stop breathing. And they talk about their food and...
Oh, really?
You know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're really into, you know, things like, you know, their
what's important to an animal, right?
Right, yeah, what's going on in the house, you know?
I think it's really cute. The other day I was working at my computer, as I often do in the morning, answering emails or inquiries and things like that. And so first I got up because one of the dogs was staring at me. So I got up and I'm like, okay. So I went and filled the water bowl. Then a few minutes later, the other one was staring at me, and I'm like, okay. So I get up, and I got them both a biscuit. So then a few minutes later, the dog was back at the back door staring at me, and I'm like, all right already. And I get up, and I open the back door and let them out on the deck. And then I realize that I'm having this conversation with my dogs, and I'm upset that they're nagging me, but they never said a word. I'm just reading their minds of what they want, and I'm... You know, and it felt like they were nagging me. It was just one thing right after another, and then I had to laugh at myself because the truth of the matter is they were communicating to me. It was really actually quite funny.
That they were asking for what they needed, and you know what they
needed. Yeah,
And I had my first class on teaching others to communicate with animals, and I used my little West Highland Terrier to come down, and she was so proud of herself because in the end we did a thing where we asked her questions and she gave them the answers, and
mm-hmm.
everybody had the answers, and things like where's your favorite walk and show me the pictures that are on the walk,
mm-hmm.
and people were describing the pictures that were on the walk. They were describing, well, you know, she walks up to the church. One person said, she says she goes to the church, and they don't know my dog, and this was just a wonderful experience, and she cooperated so well. So now she thinks that any time Mom has workshops, she's got to come down and help teach and help lead those workshops.
That sounds like a really fascinating workshop, though. I think that that would be a really fascinating one to go to. I love that idea. So
mm-hmm.
that's very clever, very unique, and very innovative, so very much like that. Now, I want to move on because you also, which you know, you do Reiki sessions. I'm assuming that you're a Reiki master. But you use oils and angelic guidance to work with people to help them heal or whatever they may need, which is another aspect of what you do. Also, private angel circles, which is perhaps you'd like to explain what those are.
Well, in the private angel circles, I will have people request that I come to their home, and they have to have at least 10 or more guests there. And when I come, I will talk about how I began the work and what I do, and then I go around and give each person a message
mm-hmm.
from the angel that's with them, and quite often from a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Wonderful.
So they have me to their house, and afterwards they'll have food and have parties.
Oh, well, that's good.
So it's a
social life. Yeah,
it is. It is. It's a nice
wonderful
way to have a group of their friends together, and each person pays for them to come, and friends get together, and oftentimes they're related. You know, they can be related, and I don't know that. Or they at least know they're close, that they know things about each
sure
other. So what's really interesting is they get to hear the other person's message as we go around the circle, and it's very touching because you have that closeness with each other.
Right. Well, that's a wonderful thing to do. Well, I'm going to stop this conversation because I know I heard a beep, which means we actually have a caller that's called into the show. So we're going to take a moment here, and I'm going to find out who's calling, please.
Hi. My name's Lindsay from New Jersey.
Lindsay from New
yes
Jersey. Is that
yes
right?
Yes.
Well, hi, Lindsay. Thanks for calling into the show.
Hi.
Do you have a question or a comment for Vanita?
This is my first time listening to your show, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, I've heard you on Joseph's show before, and I do numerology. Like, I've been starting to get into that, so I don't know if I'm allowed to ask you a question or...
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. This is what we'll do. You're welcome to ask me a question about numerology. I'm sure Vanita wouldn't mind.
No.
But also, you know, Vanita will be happy to perhaps give you a message from your angels as well if you want. It's entirely
sure
up to you.
Sure. Whatever
okay
anybody has to offer.
Okay. So why don't you ask me your numerology question first?
I just wanted to know what, based on my birth date, what you, you know, felt for my, you know, anything significant for me.
Oh, okay. So you would like a numerology reading. Oh, okay. I get it. All right. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Can you give me your date of birth, please, dear?
11/2/83.
So you said 1983?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let Vanita... Vanita, if you're ready, I'm going to let you read for her what the angel's message, and then when you're done, I will give her numerology. How's that sound?
That sounds good. Is that okay with you?
Oh,
fine by me. You go.
Thank you.
That's fine. You go first.
Okay. All right. The connection's just a little bit, so tell me your first name again.
Lindsay.
Lindsay. Okay. All right. I'll connect with your angel, Lindsay, and just bring you a brief little message of what your angel might have to say, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Blessings to you, dear one. Blessings to you. This is my thought. You are indecisive in the sense that you take in what everybody around you says and you listen to it, and you listen to what their expectations are of you and what their thoughts in concern to which direction should I go.
Mm-hmm.
And yet as you take this in, it becomes a part of what does everybody believe is the best thing for me. And what I'm saying to you is this, that in the coming year, it's a time for you to step into loving yourself and step out of some of the expectations that others have put on you so that you can embrace your choices. You're moving yourself higher on the list of priorities because you can't make everybody else happy at your expense. And the other part of it is you're not responsible for their happiness. You're responsible for yours. So it's a time of learning. Step into any opportunity that you have to learn something new. Education is important. And also the idea that I can see that I'm important and that this is a time for me to embrace my choices. You see? Because you don't like to upset anyone or you don't like to disappoint anyone, but that's too high of a priority. Not everybody has to like you. It's not that important because then you lose yourself. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
it's more about you not trying to please everybody so that you can do some of the things for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Lynn. All right, I'm going to take over for a moment, Vanita.
Okay.
And I just want to just go back over your date of birth with you. Mm-hmm. It was July 21st, 2009. I mean, excuse me.
No.
Maybe I didn't do that right. Well, hold on, 1980. Yeah, because I think I got the date
no,
wrong.
No, it was November 2nd, 11/2/83.
That's what I did wrong. Okay, hold on just a second. 11 and...
The 2nd.
Right, okay. And we said 1983, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I know what I did now. All right. It's been a long day. I had such a schedule this morning that it's not even funny. So, all right. I tend to, what is interesting is I do tend to agree wholeheartedly with Vanita when I look at your challenges, because what I see here as well is that your biggest challenge somewhere in your youth, your self-worth and self-love has been eroded, or, you know, maybe somebody has made you feel less confident, or your self-esteem has been somewhat eroded. And so I agree with her when I look at your major challenge in life is about self-love and self-worth and being in your power and being who you are and being unique and not letting anyone else tell you who you are, but you've got to find who you are and be that and believe in it and really try to be more confident. And you've got to put yourself, as Vanita said, as priority, and that you're just as important as everyone else, your wants, your needs, your dreams, your aspirations. And you need to place emphasis on that and have confidence, choose confidence. And so, really, it's amazing to me that what I see is in total alignment with what she said. And I also want to share with you that you are an old soul, and that is very clearly showing in your chart. Now, your life path is karmic. And most people, when I use the word karma, they kind of go, oh, woe is not me, but... The truth of the matter is we all come back to this earth plane many times, many lives. And we are working through things that we perhaps were not satisfied with from a past life. Most of the charts, probably 97% of them, contain karma. So I don't want you to feel like you're being singled out. It's kind of more like welcome to the crowd, because the rest of us all have karma too. Now, your karma is a 16, so that's saying that in a past life you may have been involved in a relationship that caused another person to lose their family or lose their life as they knew it, and they had to begin again or start over. So there may be times in your life you may think it's your fault, or you may think it might be the circumstances of what's going on where you yourself may have to start over and begin again. Your life may kind of trickle away, and all of a sudden you're at crossroads and you're beginning it all over again. But that's okay. This is part of your soul trying to understand something that you did to another in a past life. And this life path has tremendous blessings with it, which is great faith. Also, you have tremendous ability in this lifetime to be, there's no other way to put it, but a guru, a wise old sage. Certainly you have a tremendous amount of psychic ability, gut feelings, clairsentience, knowings. You have a tremendous amount of guidance that's built in within you, and an ability to understand spiritual philosophy to great lengths. You would make an extraordinary numerologist, an extraordinary astrologer or tarot reader or palmist. Because you are a specialist, you are an expert. You also probably bring in past life knowledge about these things. You've probably done this before in many lives, past lives. So don't hesitate if you're interested in the metaphysical, if you're interested in going down a path with numerology, don't hesitate, because you would be extraordinary at it. A very psychic, intuitive reader with an incredible understanding of the tool that you're using. You also would be very good reader because you connect other people's energy. There's part of you that reads energy very strongly. So be aware of that. You know, it's very clear in your birthday number. Empath is something you should become friends with, that term, and explore it, because you do pick up on feelings and energy and read it very accurately. So I see a lot of psychic and spiritual very strongly in your chart, but the most important thing is you believing in you and not letting other people push you around. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's making sense to you, dear?
Yeah, absolutely, all of it.
And the other part of it is that it's fine to be able to use that gift of feeling people, but don't take on their issues, because their issues aren't yours.
Yeah,
use it in a way that's helpful, but don't make it yours, because I feel like you take on other people's feelings to yourself, or you feel like you have to fix it or make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And you can give them ideas, you can give them choices, but you can't change someone that doesn't want to change, and you can't fix them or take on their things, because
yeah,
it's not yours. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, sweetie. I hope that helped.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
You're welcome.
Have a great night. Thank you.
All right. All right, bye-bye. Well, I appreciate you allowing me to do a reading side-by-side with you there, Vanito.
Oh,
I did it.
Well, that's fine, and I'm... The message came in two different ways, but the same message. Because
it really was.
And we can become, you know, it's that caretaker pattern, and
mm-hmm,
that pattern that's, you know, that can be heavy.
Right, and anyone, especially with her energy, you know, it's a very true thing what you said in follow-up, that you, when you're very empathic, when you tap into other people's feelings, when you try to fix them or help them, because, you know, people come with hearts that want to heal, you can't fix everybody. Everyone has their lessons to learn in life, just like we do, just like and you, the listeners, do. We all have our lessons. And the things that, they're, you know, we call them lessons, call it whatever you want, but it's what helps your soul to grow. And we can't prevent other people from that. We can't take their places. We have to sometimes step back and allow them to make their decisions and grow at whatever rate they're growing at, since I'm not taking it on to ourselves. But guess what, Vanita, we have another caller, so let me take this next caller. Who's calling, please?
Oh, hi, Allison?
Yes.
This is Linda calling.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Vanita. Hi.
Hi,
Vanita.
Hi.
Allison, I'll tell you, I'm so hooked on your show, I'm not even home. I called the station early to find out, because I forgot your schedule. So, I'm
well,
not on my computer is what I'm saying. Because I usually can remember your schedule, because I get your newsletter.
Sure.
So I'm glad that I'm talking to you. May I ask you a numerology question and Vanita a question? Is that okay?
I guess it's just fine.
No,
it's fine. What's your numerology
okay?
question?
My birthday. Wish I was like young like the first caller. It's 9/10/52.
Okay.
Like everybody, I'm concerned about finance, money. I'm try not to be fearful, but I'm consumed with fear.
Okay. Well,
and then
let's look here.
So, do you want to ask your angels about money? Is that something that
you... Well, no, Vanita, anything you want to tell me is fine. Any message I appreciate, because I know maybe there's something more important they want to tell me.
Okay. Well, do you want to work on the birth date, Allison, and I'll go
sure.
first?
Okay. Well, I've got it in front of
me. You already
me.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. I was just a little, I had such a schedule today that I was confused for a moment with her, and I understand. Now, then I figured out what I did, and, you know, so I'm fine now. But, you know, I'll let you go first, and then I'll go after you. That'll be fine. Go ahead, Vanita.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to ask a question here. On your mother's side, is your grandmother, which would be your mother's mother, has she passed away?
Yes.
Okay. And is your mother living?
No.
Okay. Because what I see when you're saying that you're consumed with fear, instead of your angel, I saw a woman standing beside you. And she's standing beside you, and she's in the idea of wants to bring some comfort to you, and she's sort of walking around you, in the sense that I'm walking around you, and it's on your mother's side, and I'll bring her through if that's okay with you, and we'll find out
please.
If it's your mother or your grandmother, okay? All right, we'll find out what she has to say. Okay. All right. She's very bright around you. Okay. I'm just going to tell her if she talks to me, then I'll tell you what she has to say, and I can hear her. She says that when she died, she takes a deep breath, and the idea that when I died, I felt like I couldn't quite take a deep breath. I felt like my breath was shallow. She also says that what she wants to say to you is that she is coming to comfort you, because she said that you can't rest well, that you can't find peace, and she comes at nighttime to stand beside you to tell you it's okay. And I believe that this is your mother, and she came dressed up. She says, "I came dressed up. I came all dressed up." She had her hair done. And she's talking about she had her hair done, she came all dressed up, and how she wants you to know that she is young, and that she also shows me that she's got heels on and her feet and legs don't hurt. Would you understand that?
Yes.
She says, "I got heels on and my feet and legs don't hurt." And she wants you to know that too. So the part of it is, she says that she said, "Ask me to help you. Ask me to help you make the money easier." She's saying, "I can help too. I can help too." Okay?
Oh, thank you. And I understand what you're saying. My mother had MS.
Okay, yeah, she came really dressed up and had her hair done, and it's like my legs and my feet, I've got my high heels on. And the other thing that I wanted to see if you would understand is that she wants to say that she keeps showing me a car, like, I'm driving the car, look, I'll take you for a ride, we can go anywhere, and I'll drive the car. And she says that she's so excited about being able to drive this car, and that feeling that I can drive the car, we can go anywhere, you can, and she's saying, sometime when you come with me, I'll take you for a ride, and that's something that she's, wants you to know. And she very much wanted a daughter. I don't know if you understand that. But it's the idea that she wants you to know that she was happy you were a girl. She very much wanted a daughter. And I don't know how old she was when she died, but it's the sense that I wanted to stay longer, so we could be together longer. But her body wouldn't hold up for that. Okay? She's standing. She says, "I'm standing tall, too." It's just this idea of I'm standing tall. I can stand up tall, and I have my high heels on, and I can move. She's saying, "Look, I'm dancing. And so that's the part of feeling, free, and she wants you to know that. And she wants you to feel free. She doesn't want you to feel. She says life is a gift, and she doesn't want all these worries to make you sick. She says, "We'll make it through this. I don't want it to make you sick." That's sort of, her thought. She wants you to be well. And is there, do you have a daughter?
No.
Okay. Is there, does she have a granddaughter?
She has three granddaughters.
Okay. Because she's
two granddaughters and three great granddaughters.
Okay. She's showing me like as if you would think about a granddaughter or maybe even the great granddaughters, but this idea that she's very proud of the women.
Not really bad, 12 bucks.
Pardon? Are you there?
I'm sorry.
I said she's very proud of these of the women in her family. She's saying they're strong women. I'm proud of the women in my family. Okay.
Well, thank you. Just so you know, for the record, my mother was an awful driver. Just awful. And that's why I was laughing, is because I drove her everywhere. I can remember my brother actually getting in the car and crying and doing the sign of the cross.
She can get into the car with me. She can get into the car. We'll go for a ride. I'll drive.
Oh, dear. That's a joke. Oh, that's a joke. And it's a true story. He's about 5 years old, and he was doing the sign of the cross going, please, please.
Oh,
he was just terrible. She was only 4'11", so that's why she was saying she's tall.
Yeah, she's
very kind.
Oh, look, I'm standing real tall.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
They used to call her Gravel Gertie.
Gravel Gertie?
she actually drove a car, Allison, through, and she actually drove a car through a cemetery gate.
Oh, my God.
And then she went up the ramp the wrong way and then also drove into Lake Michigan where they had a scuba diving crew. She was just sitting there in the car and having, like, a little snack lunch with my aunt and my brother. Instead of going in reverse, she went forward and actually drove into Lake Michigan.
Wow.
And her car was so heavy that they had to have a scuba diving crew. And they, thank God her car had a sunroof. They pulled him out through the sunroof.
Oh, my gosh.
So with her saying, I'll take you for a ride, no, thank you.
she says she's better in heaven.
That's very funny.
That's
wonderful.
She seems well, and she's got a good sense of humor. And, she wanted to be longer, but couldn't.
Okay.
That's true. She was young.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yes.
And what I'll share with you really quick, sweetie, is the energy that you've moved into at this time of your life. It is energy that really places a great deal of emphasis on money, finances, career, power, all of those things. When a person arrives in this kind of energy, it's really important to set goals to achieve. And don't underestimate what you can achieve. You must realize that you set a goal, you reach that goal, you set another goal, you always challenge yourself and think bigger than you already are. See, you've got this issue, especially at this time in your life, with self-worth, self-confidence, believing in yourself. You need to set the bar a little bit higher. I do see finances and money will continue. You just moved into this particular pinnacle. You've been in it for a while, but money will continue to come to you. You may have a money lesson. Quite often, when you get around this kind of energy, there's a time of have-not. And what the have-not teaches us is, I don't really like this when it happens. And in the future, this is not going to happen to me. It's the kind of kick in the pants every once in a while that makes us put emphasis on succeeding. So don't be concerned if there is money issues, because you've got energy around you for the rest of your life to more than make up for it. And it's kind of like what we call rags to riches energy, in the sense that if you believe in yourself, if you set some goals, you actually have no concept as to what you could actually achieve, but money is definitely around you, especially in your later years, especially. But there is issues with self-confidence here. There is issues with self-worth here. And also maybe setting the bar a little bit too low, a little bit too low. Now, are you where I see as far as upcoming, where you're going next year has two potentials to it.
if employed, you're going to find that there's going to create a lot of work, and you're probably going to be working some overtime or feel... Hello, my dog's talking to Vanita. Not now. Okay. Roxy, now. She doesn't usually do this during a radio show. Okay, so you're going to find that next year you will, if you have a job, you're going to have a lot of work where you're working overtime or extra hours. And it may seem somewhat frustrating, or it may seem a little bit, you know, like all work, no play. And when your mother was saying, well, I don't want you to get sick from the worry. Well, when we move into that energy, sometimes we're working so hard we can create stress upon ourselves. So you don't want to turn into a workaholic trying to make that last dollar, but you do want to do the work, whatever's around you. Now, if you're not working, you may find that next year may bring some limitations with your cash flow because of not having as much work, but it's a very important year for you as far as building a foundation for the rest of your life. And it's a year that's going to bring to you promotions and certainly money down the road. So if employed, no matter what the job is, do the best that you can, work the overtime, even though it feels limiting, work at it because it's an important year. You'll get recognized for the work that you do next year down the road. Now, I do see that if you are having any kind of financial issues, April appears to be, April 2010, on a promotion or something that is going to bring you money, so I would look to April. Now, that doesn't mean that you got to wait till April, but that's kind of your bigger month. That's the big money month. You understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's when I really can see something that will give you a promotion or give you more money, okay? But the truth of the matter is you've got to picture yourself on this escalator. And every year from here forward, you're going to find that you're going to be making some more money and some more money and some more money until finally you're going to be making more money than you ever dreamed possible. You just got to keep setting goals, keep yourself challenged. Try not to be a workaholic is one thing that I would say. Try not to kill yourself at this, but it is well within your reach. Power, money, authority, finances, it's really where you end up in the latter years of your life, okay? It's all around you. So like I say, if you've got a money lesson or something that's occurring now, it's just one of those kick in the pants. I don't like this when this happens. So you're going to make some adjustments, and you're not going to make stupid money decisions. And when you do have the money, you're going to put yourself in a position so that no matter what happens, you're always going to be able to maintain your lifestyle. You're not going to take, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do understand what you're saying, Allison.
Okay.
And you know what? Can I give you validation, what you're telling me?
Sure.
Today, I went to a job link, and my ultimate goal is to work with hospice where I can and get some medical training and I can use my spirituality. And I had such a kick in the pants. They gave me some links for the hospices. There's different hospices in my county. And I everyone I called, I just missed the boat on them. You know, there's not another class or anything until January. And I thought, well, I'll even volunteer, you know, and then I can get my foot in the door. And I even said, hey, how about if I volunteer some hours and some hours you can maybe pay me a salary just so I get some money coming in, but be doing something I want to do. And I felt so depleted today, and I thought, there's nothing I can do. I'm all washed up. I'm getting old. You know, I started playing the violin for myself, feeling sorry for myself. And isn't that funny? And then, Allison, how I had to call you, and I was trying to get home, but I knew I wouldn't get home in time for your show.
Yeah.
I actually pulled over. Wow.
I think next month is a much better month for you as far as getting a job.
Can I give you a little exercise to do to work on this?
Yes.
Okay, seeing yourself, sitting down and seeing yourself to take some time to sit down and you know, if you want to say in a meditative stage or calling your angels in, however you would choose, and to see a film, run with a film through your mind of what you want to see yourself doing. It's a way you have the breath of creator within you. You have the ability to co-create some of your experiences by... one, asking, so that's doing the asking, for help, asking, you know, if you want to go towards your mom, to the angels, to creator. And the second part of it is
running that film through your mind. I do a workshop on doing a poster class or a vision board where we actually go through what do you want to release from your life, because you have to make room. What do you want to release from your life so you can receive in your life? And some of your releasing is releasing some of those negative, you know, some of the negative things, making room, and then what do I want to receive in my life? And that practice of, okay, I'm playing the film through, this is what I want to put energy into thinking, because what you think you create, but a positive thought outweighs a lot of negative thoughts. So I'm hoping that this is some positive thoughts. And something else that I used at one point in my life that worked wonderful was I used the money miracle technique. And a mentor of mine taught me this was I would say in the morning, I'm open and asking to receive. And if you want to use, if you have an issue with money, we want to say prosperity. I'm open and asking to receive a money miracle in my life. When someone would buy me lunch, thank you for the money miracle. I'm open and asking to receive another one. When I pulled into a meter that was paid, someone put the money in before me. Thank you for the money miracle. I'm open and asking to receive another one. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like a small thing, but it teaches you to see it, and it teaches it to multiply. I learned my lesson once on my poster board. I put that I wanted to go to the ocean. I wanted a beach vacation, and I wanted to be able to take my children. At the time, I was a single mom, two children, and I didn't know how I was going to be able to afford that. That summer, I went three times, and they were all paid in some way or the other. One was through a work situation. One was through a friend who was going to Puerto Rico with her daughter and needed another woman to escort her. She was going to visit family, and my children and I got to go along. And I mean, so I went three times. So I decided that was too much beach. You know, I needed to vary it a little bit. But does that make sense to you?
Totally. I do that. I try to do that. Now, it was just when Alice was talking about the self-esteem and stuff, today I really like slid down the hill. But I get in my car. Yeah. Well, believe me, I was such a drama queen today. I'm actually ashamed the way I acted. But I try to even thank God when I get in the car. Thank you for the car. Thank you that I have gas. You know, I don't know. I picture money falling down on me, you know, sometimes.
Well, picture yourself catching it.
Well, you know, I do want to say one thing here. One thing that I find that works really well is it doesn't matter if it's my last dollar. I don't worry about spending it because I always say there's more where that came from.
That's right.
So I don't mind. Yeah. Like it's like I'll sit there and an example would be, you know, at a time when my husband was unemployed and we really were on our last paycheck, right, before unemployment, and you know what happens when unemployment hits, and the shelter was asking for donations for their Thanksgiving dinner, and I wrote out a check to feed 12 people at that dinner, and I didn't worry me because I just said, there's more where that came from, and I always approach it with, I never worry about how much money I have because there's a constant river of money flowing in to me so that to take care of the things that I need taken care of, which is roof over my head, food on my table, and feeding the poor because that's important to me. So just try to keep that mentality. There's more where that came from, no matter, even if it's your last dollar, put it in the collection plate or donate it to somebody. Don't worry because just more of that's coming. And that works really well for me. So God bless you, sweetie.
It does for me too, Alice. Thank you, and I'm going to look forward to my job. You know what? You guys, I can't thank you enough for taking so much time. Hugs to you both and blessings.
Okay.
Really,
love you.
Thank you very much.
Love to you, sweetie.
Bye now. Good night.
All right. Well, there we go. Well, Vanita, we're pretty much covering a lot of stuff tonight.
And we have another caller, so I guess we're going to take the next caller. Hi, who's calling, please? Hello?
Speaking to me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this is Sandra from Lewisberry, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sandra.
I have in my ear is different than what's coming through my computer. Mm-hmm. It's like a delay, so I didn't know that I was actually...
Well, what you need to do is step away from your computer.
I'm turning the speaker down.
There you go.
And I'm just calling in to say it's a great show, ladies. And I didn't realize you were so young, Allison, and I already know Vonnie.
Hi there.
I'm not that young. I'm 56, sweetie. I'm not that young.
Okay, your picture is making, to me, you look very young.
Well, thank you. People say that.
And I'm just telling,
that.
You know, all for all the listeners out there, I don't know how many other phone calls you have on there. Vonnie has helped me for years, and I just wanted to call and lend my support. And I don't know, Vonnie, if Michaela has come and you have any quick messages for me, I will get off the phone, so then you can go on to the next caller because I already know that you're great.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate that. And
well, when I was stopped at the Interconnection the other day, Jan showed me the flyer, and I went, I didn't know you were doing this. This is wonderful. And you sound clear, and you're not nervous, and I hope you do it again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I've appreciated working with you. And I would say that instead of Michaela, I would like to say that you're... Your mother is just so happy that that she feels as if you're taking such good care of yourself. You're embracing your health and embracing life in such a full manner. She said that you're letting other things go, and you're focusing on you, and she feels like your health is doing much better.
Oh, and she said that's my mother would just get right in there, wouldn't she?
Because you're putting the effort into it.
Well, you know, a lot of things have changed in the last couple of weeks, and I know I'll get to see you again. But thanks for the information.
Yeah, come again.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Vanita, before we get another caller and stuff, and we've only got, about 4 minutes left on the show, so if we do get another caller, you're going to have to make it really fast. But
okay.
I also want to make mention again, please give everyone your website, the address.
Yeah. Okay, it's Vanitas, V-O-N-I-T-A-S, angelworks.com. It's a little difficult. It's Vanita with a V. My parents knew I was going to be unique.
Right.
And they chose it too.
Right.
So vanitasangelworks.com, and that's my web page, and that lists my workshops that I do. I do several different kind of workshops helping to teach you how to connect with your guardian angels, helping to teach you how to connect with the loved ones that are around you that have transitioned, that have passed away, and also helping you to connect with your animals. And I did want to say that in the light of animals, I can connect with animals that have passed away too, because
wonderful.
Our animals are like our children, and
right.
Very close to us, and that's one of my first questions to God in all that I do. You would think it's an odd one, but I'm going to say, how come our domestic animals, like our dogs and cats and our pets, don't live as long as we do? And you'll probably say, so you can have the opportunity to love many, but that's also a way to bring healing. And I would say that I'd like everyone to know that they can open these doors too, and it's a way to help you in your everyday life.
Sure, exactly. And it's really nice to have someone like yourself with obvious ability to lend insight and guidance to others, to help them to use their own intuition, their own guidance, and that's really what it's all about. I also want to make mention that one thing that I see on your website is that you do house blessings, which is a wonderful thing, and also house clearings. So I think that sometimes we move into houses, and I think it's everyone in a new house should have their house blessed or bless it themselves.
Right.
And sometimes we can get some energy in our houses that isn't exactly welcome, and that's where we call Vanita, and your husband works with you on that. And I find that whole subject to be fascinating myself. I actually had an incident where I kept seeing a little black cloud float down the hallway. I saw it about 4 or 5 times in a month, and our dog had passed away, so I thought, I can't imagine why the dog's floating gray cloud, or it was a dark color. Like, I can't imagine why he would be that, but I didn't question it, and I wasn't all that concerned. And then I had two friends come to visit me, and they were actually psychic mediums, and after they were here about 12 hours, they said, Allison, do you know that you have a spirit that's standing in your hallway downstairs at the bottom of your stairs, and it's been there ever since we came? And I go, really? My dear psychic friends helped escort the lovely spirit back where the spirit needed to go, but I thought that was really, you know, I wasn't concerned, but it was just kind of interesting that I had a spirit in the house, so it was neat. So you do this as well, which is wonderful.
Yeah, the house cleansing and blessings are the same. It's the same procedure. I actually, my husband and I go out, and I use some of my Native American. I have Cherokee background.
Sure.
And I clear the house, and we take sage through, and it talks about the process. But what it is it's eliminating old emotions that may be stuck in the house, negative emotions. They can be from people that were before you, and removing them, and then also bringing in the positive emotions. And I have you there with me, and I tell you what I'm taking out, what I'm bringing in. And, of course, if there's any entities there that do not belong there, if they're not related to you, they don't belong there, and I can help them go to the light. It's not getting upset with them. It's helping them, helping them go, helping to escort them, too.
Right.
So they can work on things, so they can work on.
Sure.
So they can go on and work on
higher
systems.
Okay. Vanita, I hate to cut you short, but we have run out of time. So see, it wasn't that scary to hang out with me on the radio, now was it?
No, I'd like to do it again. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Well, we would love to have
you for having me.
We would love to have you back on the show again. So you and I will have to stay in touch, and I'll have to make that arrangement again, because I think an hour isn't long enough with you. I think you really could have helped a lot more people. So everyone that's listening tonight, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you so much for calling in, and I promise that I'll bring Vanita back on the show. And Vanita, thank you for joining us tonight. We really enjoyed your company. I thought that your readings were really wonderful, and I really do hope that you do come back and visit us again sometime.
Well, thank you very much, Allison, and I've become a fan of yours now. I understand others calling in. I enjoyed your show. I've been listening to it since we've talked.
Wonderful. All right, Vanita, well, we got to go. So you have a wonderful night, and I'm going to wish everybody listening abundant blessings. Good night, everyone, and good night, Vanita.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.